Donald. Where's your trousers?
Yep.
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in the Kiltango. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
Hi, and welcome to News in Briefs, where we believe that news comes before pants. Each day, we present you a quick summary of the news headlines that have popped up on various messenger apps on my phone, and we will see if the world is still worth putting your pants on for. For sure, I've got my pants on already. I'd like to welcome everybody to the final News in Briefs. This podcast was a project, an experiment to test the equipment in the podcast studio at Castaway Studios, 7 Easy Street, Collingwood, 0417283 64. And I've had a great time testing the equipment, learning how to use compressors, and also perhaps developing, working on different vocal styles and, you know, gain, microphone gain and distances. And breathing is always difficult because of asthma and stuff like that. But it's done really well. But anyway, the whole point of it was a simple topic. So there was no research and no involvement. I could just sit here and practice day in, day out with the information, just to read out and then just provide random opinions, uninformed opinions. But it's been great. One thing I have noticed is the downloads. Like, I've made it quite clear to everybody I know that I'm doing a podcast and it's top secret where it is. Like, I don't want anybody but to be listening to this. It's certainly not at the point where I want people to, oh, can you listen to that and just give me a few tips and, you know, should I do this or should I do that, or do you think it'll be good? No, it's not. Like, it's uninformed opinions. It's someone else's material, i.e. the ABC News. It's unresearched. It's just a bit random. It's explicit, uncontrolled swearing, which is not something I want to keep on my website anyway because of education and various things like that. So, don't want to put it down, but I've been having fun doing it. And one thing, there's been out of the 15 episodes, there's been over 150 downloads. I'm making a guess that there are automatic, maybe 7 or 8 automatic downloads that occur somehow through maybe censorship, or maybe iTunes, maybe 3 of them are automatically through iTunes or whatever. But because I'm living in terror that somewhere there's 4 people that have been regularly listening to this podcast. If there is, can you please contact me? You can send an email to castawaycollingwood@gmail.com. Castaway as it sounds, Collingwood, COLLINGWOOD. Castawaycollingwood, 1 word, @gmail.com. It'd be very interesting. I don't need you to tell me everything that's wrong with it, but just kind of explain how the hell you found it and what are you doing listening to this. Anyway, I've started to really enjoy doing it, and I like the concept of just going in cold and running your mouth off at the start of each day. And I reckon I will design a well-produced, maybe with booked guests, because I think guests are everything. I think on my second episode, Tara, who makes tables up the back, jumped in on a microphone, and that was ace. It really worked well, having someone else's opinions, being able to, I think someone else's opinions help you process your own in many ways. So that's that. This is the grand finale. If I'm super addicted and tomorrow I'm having withdrawals, then I'll just do another one and hope no one hears this, which would be the case. But here we go. Good morning, Derek. Here is today's news summary. A desperate search is underway for earthquake survivors at a school in Mexico City. Sea turtle numbers are recovering around the world. And meet the first meerkat pups to ever go on display at Canberra's National Zoo and Aquarium. I don't like the idea of searching for survivors at a school. It's just beyond what I imagine to be bearable. Good on people who do that, really. Rescue workers are desperately searching for dozens of children they fear were buried under a school in Mexico City during yesterday's deadly earthquake. The bodies of at least 22 children and two adults have already been found in the wreckage of the Enrique Rebzeman School. But three survivors were found by volunteers who crawled beneath the rubble. That's so brave, because that, keep in mind, this rubble, concrete and steel and everything, wasn't placed carefully. It's just teetering. We've seen enough movies to know. At least 220 people died in the magnitude 7.1 quake. At least they get a bit of backup from the Vatican, being a bit of a Catholic zone. The Pope said, "In this moment of pain, I want to express my closeness and prayers to all the beloved Mexican people." It's awful. Next story. Ooh, this is what I'm interested in. Australia has the capacity to store up to 1,000 times more renewable energy than it could ever conceivably need. That's based on analysis by researchers at the Australian National University. How the fuck they keep going on about brown coal with all this research? Should we go straight in? How do they figure? It's the grand finale. Let's read anything we want. ANU engineering professor Andrew Blakers has found at least 22,000 suitable locations for pumped hydro sites nationwide. "We only need to build about one or two dozen to support 100% renewable energy grid," he said. "Pumped hydro works by pumping water uphill when power is plentiful and then releasing it and capturing the energy when needed." I like it. It's a great idea. Once again, uninformed, but not opinion this time. I saw something on a simple little light device that is, you know, supposedly saving lives and making life easier in villages in Africa and remote areas. And basically it's an LED light with the old torches where you go voo, 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 voo. Dynamo torches, they called them, and it would generate enough electricity to light a globe. Well, nowadays, the ones we had as a kid, you'd be pumping like crazy just to get a bit of a dim light. But nowadays with LEDs, you can get a decent light out of this type of vibe. So you're in a little hut somewhere, and instead of lighting a candle and, you know, messing with the oxygen levels in the room and smoke and, you know, trying to get a candle one every night, which is going to be difficult, you just hang a weight on these things and lift it up like some kind of pendulum and then let it go, and it very slowly turns a flywheel and generates an LED light. Brilliant. Simple, but brilliant. So I think that's the way old-fashioned clocks used to work. Pretty sure something like that. Same thing. When you've got the energy, which means when you're standing there next to your device, you just lift it up and slowly it comes, you know, through the night. You can run your heaters and the aircon or tumble dryers or whatever. With the water, I love it. Ooh. Federal Infrastructure Minister Darren Chester has decided that the Melbourne to Brisbane inland rail line will be built across the Condamine floodplain in Queensland. If you're worried about that word floodplain, you're not the only one. Who is worried? I have to click it. For old time's sake. Farmers have warned the decision could put lives at risk. Farmers know all about trains. The photo below shows a rail. It's a photo of a train line that moved 6 metres in the 2010 flood. A photo of a rail line that has moved. It's a really uninteresting photo because do you know what a photo of a rail line that has moved looks like? Yeah, a photo of a rail line. The landholders whose farms are now likely to be dissected are also furious. Oh, shouldn't have voted for the LNP, cockheads. But Mr. Chester said the decision has not been taken lightly, and costs and transit times had been factors. Big whoop. It's not a stiff shit. It's interesting, I suppose. Come on, turtles. Please be turtles. Yep. A study of sea turtle nests around the world has found a significant increase in turtle numbers at a majority of sites. You know why? That dog. Was it a dog from a couple of weeks ago? that kills foxes that eat turtle eggs. Surely they're not all over the world, these dogs. Researchers believe the protection of eggs and nesting females has made the difference. Oh, but they believe that they have done it. They also believe fewer turtles have been getting caught by fishermen. People are putting a hell of a lot of effort into conserving turtles. And we want to show the efforts are working, a study co-author Dr. Gail Schofield says. There is some bad news, though. High juvenile mortality rates due to climate change, for instance, wouldn't be reflected in population estimates until those turtles reach breeding age. We'll see then, won't we? Oh, earlier this week, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott said... Already, indeed, same-sex couples in a settled domestic relationship have exactly the same rights as people who are married. But legal experts... and nearly every half-intelligent person in the entire fucking country and everyone who is in a same-sex marriage knows, I added that bit, knows that isn't true. Marriage allows people to access a complete package of rights simply by showing their marriage certificate or ticking a box. While de facto couples may be able to assert some of the same rights, they often have to expend significant time, money, and unnecessary heartache to do so. Sadly, the times when marital status matters most are likely to be times of grief or high stress, writes La Trobe University law expert Hannah Robert and Fiona Kelly. There are a few other differences too. You don't have to prove anything about your relationship to get married, but you do to become a de facto. De facto couples often experience difficulties attaining residency and/or working rights overseas. And unlike de facto relationships, marriage is recognised nationally and internationally. I thought that was a bit of a derfred, but there you have it. I've got a visual to finish up on, and it says, "How cute are these guys?" And to me, it looks like a wasp's nest stuck in a tube. So I'm going to have to make the picture. I don't know what they are. There appears to be three extremely small, little cute furry animals with sort of possum-type faces. These three adventurous meerkats are the first pups to ever go on display at the National Zoo and Aquarium in Canberra. That's great. You see, the world is great. Get your dacks on. What a great story to end on. And could this possibly be our first and last episode that doesn't mention a certain dickhead who has the nuclear codes... and a certain other dickhead who has certain other nuclear codes, and a certain dickhead running his mouth off. Oh, no, we did. we did mention Tony Abbott today. All right. Well, it's been lovely. To all my possible two listeners, I'd like to hear from you and find out how the hell you managed to find this. castawaycollingwood@gmail.com. And over and out. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening to another News in Briefs. Looks like another day with pants on. Never mind. See you tomorrow.